I'm Tom Jerkins. I'm the president of Premier Citrus, a citrus producer in Florida.
You corrected a statement you made at the Mutual Conference in June.
Okay, so in Bonita Springs, I had kind of stated publicly it was difficult for Premier to see a difference in the treated versus non-treated, and we did a relatively large, I would call it a trial, but really we started at the beginning of the blunt season to treat about two-thirds of our trees and leave about a third untreated and see what that kind of comparison would look like. That's the information I spoke to in Bonita Springs, and at that time I said it was inconclusive, but I also mentioned that there were the noise in that was the time of harvest, and we would go back and try to measure that, which we did.
You think the bactericides now had a somewhat positive impact?
Yes, I'm convinced that if you look at it on a comparison of the dates that it was harvested, which takes out some of the noise of fruit drop, a few other things, it seems pretty dramatic that on any given day the treated trials outproduce the untreated trials by a material amount. So from a manager's perspective and still looking at data and flushing it through and wanting to become more confident, but from a management perspective, I'm imagining that we've got about a 10% yield impact on Valencias.
Positive from bactericides.
Yes, sir. That's right.
For Southeast AgNet, I'm Ernie Neff.